Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Jeff Ramson. He's not going to be a new friend for long, folks. We're going to get him back. He's got too much to teach us. Jeff, tell us about PCG.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. So PCG is a full-service investor relations firm. We're based in New York, and what that means is we primarily work with small public companies. That's our primary business, helping them in terms of, you know, strategic communications, dealing with their investors, helping them grow their investor base. We work with just a tremendous amount of really, really interesting companies that need quite a bit of help that they can't do internally, so they outsource to us. And that led us to this other space that we're talking about now, the digital security space.
Yeah, you can't do one without the other in the 21st, in 2019. So good for you for that.
Exactly.
And that website, please.
So PCG Advisory is our website. PCGAdvisory.com.
All right. So check it out. So, folks, in the last segment, we were talking about Jeff was educating us on the difference between an ICO and a STO, an initial coin offering, and a security token offering, and how those things are different and how they work and how they serve and how they will serve and how they're going to become part of our world, our investing world, our business world. What do you think? How long do you think it'll take before basically all securities will be in one of these digital forms?
You know, that's a great question. I think that I would guess it's sometime in the next 2 to 3 years. I think you're going to see a lot happen
this
year.
Fast.
In terms of acceptance. It is fast. And I think what's going to happen is when it happens, it's going to flip so fast that people won't even – it'll seem like it just happened overnight.
It's going to leave some people behind. If it moves that fast, it'll leave some people behind.
Exactly. It will. People need to start paying attention to what's happening. For the average investor, you may not even notice it, right? It may just be what's in your Fidelity account will still look like it's in your Fidelity account, but there'll be some major changes once people start to see what that looks like.
Right.
I'd say 2 to 3 years.
Give us some guidance on how to deal with this. What do we need to know? What kind of perspective do we need to have as we become investors going on to any of the major exchanges or investing as an initial investor in a company?
Right. So the first thing I would say is, I mean, it's still very, very early frontier days when it comes to investing in these companies. So I would be extremely careful, right? I mean, I think this is no time to be reckless and you know, lots of things look good, but there's a lot of challenges that are facing these companies, just like any other small company looking to raise money as a startup. And that's typically the kind of companies that are raising money through these offerings. So, you know, you need to look at these, you know, as you would look at any other company you were going to invest money into. And there's less information than there might be from a public company.
What is the advantage? What is the advantage of these companies offering a digital security? Somebody's going to say, well, what's wrong with the old way? Was it broken? What do you think?
So that's critically important. So really what's happening now is that companies that you wouldn't normally hear about, because they would normally go through a process of raising money privately through venture capital firms, and then eventually you'll hear about them when they're much larger, you now have an opportunity to invest in smaller companies at that startup stage in smaller amounts. So, again, if you went back a few years, you know, you're a company, you had a great technology, and you want to go out and raise, you know, $5 or $10 or $20 million to build that technology, mm-hmm. you'd have to go to institutions that would most likely give you terms that weren't really ultimately beneficial.
So what you're saying is that today we might have access to the next Google and buy $1,000 worth of tokens to the next Google that could turn into $1 million in 5 years, whereas 20 years ago, 25 years ago, we would have been foreclosed from being an early investor in Google.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Those opportunities are now being presented to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I should also mention,
you gotta be careful,
at this moment,
though,
for those types. Yeah, these are only for certain. What we're describing here, issuances of digital securities are only for accredited investors.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, they could be advertised to everybody, but only sold to accredited investors.
And that's because that's a recent law. The Jobs Act is what created that ability right there. Hey, hey, Jeff, I've got to wrap it up. Boy, howdy, have you got some more stuff to teach us? Will you come back soon?
I would love to. Thank you very much.
We've really enjoyed having you here. You did a great job today.
Thank you. Thank you. Great talking to you.
PCGAdvisory.com, folks. Check out that website, and I think you'll learn some things when you do. We sure learned some things from Jeff Ramson today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.